Oh, look at you.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta pee. I'm not gonna take the Zoom in the pee.
Yeah, please don't.
I might take mine in the pee.
I don't know, James. I might tighten up.
What's up, Hudat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United podcast.
Then, if we're just going to go with this and Raw, so anybody who's listening to this, I'm James, I'm in the UK. Everybody else who is a part of the Dome Patrol, apart from Ben, is actually at the stadium in Nashville right now. So this is a Raw, unedited version of the two-point conversion. I'm not sure who's with me at the moment. All I can see is Sky and Seats.
It's Jeff and me.
Right, okay, so I've got Jeff.
I'm holding the phone to my ear, that's all you see.
Right, okay, so you can hear me now, can you?
Yeah, I can hear it when I hold it to my ear, then I have to move it away to talk.
Right, so, basically, today, we beat ourselves. Again.
What it is, for me, I mean, Sky, you said, I feel hate yourself for believing in this team, but yes, I'm mad. Yes, I'm aggravated. Yes, I'm depressed. Yes, it's like, oh my God, this sucks. We suck again. But I also remind myself, we almost beat the Tennessee Titans with Trevor Siemian, our third string quarterback, no Alvin Kamara, no Michael Thomas, no CJ GJ. I mean, there's hope for where we can be next year, but there's no fucking way this team is going to even go 500. We're decimated. It's not that we're bad. We're just decimated. We're playing with backups. You can't win with backups in the NFL.
No. I mean, look, today they scored a touchdown off of the bullshit roughing the passer call. They got a touchdown on that drive, and then they got a touchdown on the Harris fumble. Apart from that, the Tennessee Titans, who were the number one seed in the AFC, could not move the ball on us.
Yeah, our defense, where we have pretty much all of our starters, except for CJ GJ, played well. But the offense, we can't get open. I mean, Jeff and I were talking, you watch the game and you see how easy it is almost for the Titans receivers to get open on some of these plays, and our guys just can't get open. And there was a few plays where people were open and Siemian missed. Like, there was a third down, Siemian threw it deep and he had Juwan Johnson over the middle, like wide open. I don't know.
So what is it then that for two games in a row we've managed to suddenly find offense in the fourth quarter? What changes? And why can't we play like that for the other three quarters?
Maybe a little bit of desperation. I don't know.
Well, let's play like that from the first snap.
I agree.
Because we moved the ball in the fourth quarter. We were finding wide open receivers. Siemian was making some beautiful passes. I mean, that one to Ingram down the sideline was the best pass I've seen a Saints quarterback throw all year.
Yeah, it was a real good
one. The one to Harris was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, the one to Harris was good. The touchdown to Callaway was really good.
Yeah, it could be that they're, you know, once the other team's up ahead, they kind of, I wouldn't say go into a prevent, but they might, you know, they're not blitzing as much. They're kind of playing back a little bit and leaving the underneath stuff open. I don't know.
It's just, you know, I've said this for the past 3 weeks. I both love and hate this team in equal measure.
Yeah. I mean, look, they do enough to make you be like, okay, look, they're underdogs. They don't have any talent, and yet they're scrappy. They're competing. And then they make just dumb decisions that just crush you. Poor penalties. Maybe got fucked by the refs on the pass interference, but they make dumb mistakes.
Wait until you watch that back. Wait until you watch that roughing the passer callback.
I'm just gonna get angry.
It was horrible. They showed it twice on the scoreboard, and it was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, Siemian got nailed at one point in the third quarter, and there was no flag at all. It was worse.
No. Of course not. Oh yeah, of course not. And then the two missed extra points were just, I mean, come on. And he missed them both.
Where's
the same
men
way.
Bathroom?
He missed them both to the left. Close.
Yeah. They were identical.
You could tell it was bad.
Yeah, it was. It was. So does anybody want to talk about the play calling in the red zone in the fourth quarter?
Awful. We had like 20 plays and we couldn't score a touchdown. I mean, think about it now. Yeah, we scored a touchdown there. We come back and score a touchdown later. We actually take the lead.
Yep.
But we couldn't figure it out. We took Taysom out. We need him inside the five. But no, then we took him out. We had these weird ass throws into the back of the end zone. It was it's frustrating. So, like, it's another game we could have come away.
So let's you know, is Trevor Siemian going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year?
Is Trevor going to be the quarterback the rest of the year? I mean, probably.
Has he done enough?
He's done enough, but then he also, man, he fucked up the end of the first half.
Yeah, he should have thrown at least one of those away.
You're right. He doesn't move the pocket at all. He just kind of stays back there. But again, he's a career backup. He is what he is. We're stuck. I mean, I guess you could say let's just go nuts and try to play Taysom at quarterback. I mean, I don't know. I just think we're incredibly limited, and there's really no way around it. We're limited.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we're going to waste a really good defense this year.
Yeah. Yeah, look, the defense held their own today, came up with the big stops when we needed them, gave our offense a chance.
Yeah. And now, I don't know whether this translated well when you were watching it live, but Marcus Davenport's first sack, he literally picked up the offensive lineman and threw him into Tannehill.
So we saw a couple of his. He just bum rushed the guy and was like, "Nope, yep, I'm taking it."
Yeah, he had a really, really good game today. Really good game.
Yeah, it didn't feel as good watching it unfold, but again, like you look back over it, and it really was a game that we could have won. I mean, it's crazy.
Should have won
that because it's all the ifs and buts as it always is. It's like if we make these kicks, if the refs don't fuck us over, if we put the ball in the end zone after 17 attempts inside the 5-yard line, if, but, and again, I'm going to repeat my point is it's all these ifs aren't ifs if we have our full complement of our roster. It's so like you look at it, it's like, this team is like, is Sean Payton fucking up? Is the team the wind is getting bad? I think.
Yeah. Come on, stand over here, girls.
Yeah, it's like you almost want to blame Sean Payton and ask about accountability and players are undisciplined and all these other problems. But then you also have to remind yourself that most of these guys would never play a down this whole season.
Yeah, so there was, I mean, I don't know whether you've been following the Discord during the game at all, but Big Easy Gajon made a great point. He said this is like watching the third quarter of the third preseason game with the Saints offense.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because we don't have any starters in, at all.
We don't have any.
You should get out.
Yeah. I mean, apart from the O-line, it is a third quarter of a third preseason game offense.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
They're going to bed.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
Jeff and Scott, probably questions for you, really, because you've not seen the Saints live this season.
No, this is my first live game. Outdoor game. Too.
Is it as painful to watch live as it is watching it on the TV when the offense is
absolutely
more so because you have to listen to the crowd cheer for the other team. It's a little jarring when your quarterback gets sacked and you hear a lot of cheering, or you know when you score a touchdown and you know it's only a few of you cheering. It's worse because the energy is on the other side. You know,
who's gonna take the pitch?
So it's depressing, and then also that, hey, we did all this, and we traveled over here, and we did all this, spent all this money, and look at us now.
So like my question. So I guess my idiots. Next question is then: is that why you're as angry as you are because you've spent all that money to go and watch it? Would you feel the same if you watched that one on TV?
Hang on, we're taking a picture.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Okay.
James.
Okay.
She said, "I'm not taking it."
Am I in the picture? Face the camera around.
Our kicker sucks.
Yeah, for the people who were listening, they were just taking a picture then. Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
You were just what was really bad was that the stadium was very quiet. And the reason why I think it was so quiet was there were a shit ton of Saints fans. Like, yeah. I honestly think if the Saints have been kicking ass, that stadium would have been twice as loud as it was.
Yeah. So Scott, question I asked, I don't know whether Jeff heard it because I don't think he didn't answer it, was Jeff was pretty annoyed that we've lost this game. Is the feeling of annoyance more because you're there and you've traveled and you've paid the money to go? Would you feel the same if you were watching that at home?
No, I mean, I would feel the same. I'd be mad that we lost, but it is kind of, I guess, rubbing salt in the wounds that we paid all this money to come here and we still lost. I don't know.
I mean, you'll go into what you did. You've had a good trip though, right?
Do what?
You've had a good trip though, yeah?
Oh, the trip was great. Like, I mean, we had fun in Nashville.
Up until about 3 hours ago, it was good.
I mean, we had a great time in Nashville. Nashville was great. And yeah, I mean, it is. It's the price you pay for a road game. Jason's right. He just said that.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a road game, you're going to have fun. It's a lot better when you win, but you know what? You're not going to win them all. It's just it's what you deal with.
Do you know what one of the most frustrating things is? The Bucks lost today.
I know. I said earlier, we wasted a Bucks loss.
And did you see the Falcons score?
Thankfully, the Bucks. No, but it's like shit. If we'd have won, you know, you can look at it two ways. Like, if we'd have won, then fuck it. It's also they lost.
At least we didn't lose like the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons got beaten badly. Yeah, really badly. So, right, has anybody got anything else they want to add?
It's just I don't know how to feel. Like, there's a part of me that wants to say, wow, I feel like in the 2005 Saints. Then the other side of me wants to give them because not start. This isn't who would be on the starting roster. I have hope for here. We're not there. Even if we did a compliment, we know the receivers are a problem. So
the internet's clearly not very good where they are outside the stadium, everybody. Yeah, Jeff, you're going to have to repeat that when you've got your internet signal back. I can't hear you.
We're not there yet. And
this could be the greatest point he's ever made in the history of his podcasting days, and we can't hear it. Yeah, Jason's now talking to me and he's on mute. I don't think he realizes that either.
Nope, and I'm back. Yeah, we lost the Wi-Fi for a bit and I'm back.
Yeah, so basically, Jason, what's just happened is Jeff, he's gone on a bit of a rant there and I didn't hear any of it. So it could be the best thing he's ever said on a podcast and we haven't got it on tape.
No, it was. It made sense. He has no expectations now because this isn't who we were planning to throw out there. We're a few pieces away. And right now we don't have it. It'd be one thing, at least if we had Jameis, we had a chance. But I mean, we're tossing out a third string QB and we have all these injuries and we have no playmakers on offense. And it's just we're limited.
I know you can't play what if, right? But what if Thomas was fit at the start of the season, Kamara had been fit the whole season, Jameis Winston had been playing the whole season. There's a very realistic chance that we could be unbeaten so far this year. That's how good and how well this team has played.
It's how good the defense has been. I know we've had a few gaps in a couple of games, but with everybody else fully healthy, I think, and the linemen. I mean, we lost our couple of offensive linemen for a while. You know, we've really been decimated with all the salary cap cuts and the injuries. It crushed us. We did as good as we can, but there's only so much we can do. And we have to play a flawless game.
Yeah.
And a couple of the big penalties and the missed extra points. Like, we don't have the talent to get away with that.
I don't know if you saw it in the WhatsApp chat during the game. I think it was me and Dave Romero were talking. And it's basically with the way the roster's set up, we have to be perfect. We have to be.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't play 60 minutes of perfect football every single week. You just can't do it.
No,
and that's the small margin that we have. We're like razor thin. We're either good or we're bad. One or the other. Can't be.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, like the NFL is razor thin anyway.
Yep.
And we made that somehow thinner.
Yeah, we really have.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of like, and that's kind of coming into this season. It's like when we lose, yeah, it sucks. But at the end of the day, it's like understand kind of where we're at. I know we're not a – like now with all the injuries, we're not having Jamin. Like we're not a Super Bowl contender. So when we lose, it's not like, oh, we're throwing away a chance to get a better seed in the playoffs or do whatever. Like, you know, like we can't realistically beat a lot of these upper tier teams, even though we have. It's crazy. Like how the hell did we beat Tampa and Green Bay?
And New England. New England laid one on Cleveland today.
And New England. And like, a lot of people are starting to ride New England. Like, we beat those three teams. It's crazy.
Yeah, and crazy. We nearly beat the Titans.
We really – and that was the one thing. We were sitting in the stadium the whole time. I'm like, they haven't really outplayed us. Like, we're – you know, the Saints played pretty well. We had a couple of the bad penalties and the – you know, that roughing the pass or not interception was obviously the play of the game. And then Harris's fumble, it's like the turnover battle and that. It's like –
That was momentum, wasn't it? That was a momentum shifter, that fumble.
Right, like they didn't do anything to lead me to believe that, yes, they're definitely going to win the game.
We said it when we spoke at halftime, didn't we? That we're not out of this.
No, even when we went down two scores, Jeff was ready to be knowing. He was out, but I'm like, no, there's plenty of time left. And just think, if we could have scored when we had 15 plays in the red zone and can only get a field goal towards the end of the game, if we score a touchdown there, and then we scored a touchdown later, and you go up, you know, and then you have the lead, and then you have to make them make a play. And, like, their offense couldn't do a ton against our defense other than a couple of big plays. Like, we easily could have come back and won this game.
I said when we started, you know, they got two touchdowns, one off the BS roughing the passer call and the other one off of Harris's fumble. So, you know.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Yeah, like, they had the one big, 50-yard pass play earlier in the game. Like, for the most part, that was it.
Do you know what? This is where I am with it at the moment. From like 2009 to 2016, we had a great offense and no defense. Then 2017 and 2018, we had the perfect balance of offense and defense. And then 2019, 2020, we've got a great defense and our offense has sucked. We had our chance in 2017 and 2018. Those were our 2 years.
You're right.
And you know,
those were as close as we could get to merge the two to where they both needed to be.
Yeah. But anyway, we've been over those plenty of times. You don't need to retread old ground on that one.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to add? Anybody else there want to say anything else before we wrap this up?
Everybody else is walking out, but I had a good time all weekend. I'm going to have a good time tonight eating something. I'm kind of hungry, but I still love going to road games. It's just, look, it's the price you pay. It's not so great when you lose, but man, when you win, it's so worth it. But
well, hopefully next year's road game's over here in London.
That's the hope, and hopefully we have some receivers, and we'll see who's the quarterback.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much, Jason. Cheers for joining from the game. Enjoy the rest of your evening in Nashville. Have a few beers for me. And that's it for the 2-Point Conversion Show. I haven't got the script for the outro with me. Everybody listening to this knows where we are on Podbean and, you know, websites and social media. So, and here's Gunn just as we're finishing.
This was the raw 2-point conversion.
This was the raw 2-point conversion. And Gunn, do you want to add something before we finish? Because we're just about to wrap up.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm at the tailgate spot.
Gunn, can I have a number, please? Can I have a number? Because your eyes are telling me it's going to be a high decimal.
His eyes are barely open.
Yeah, it's like a 4.20?
You know?
Yeah, 4.20. Yeah.
Yes. Gunn, you got anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
Hey, are y'all headed this way? Y'all coming to the tailgate spot or what?
I'm not, Gunn. It's a bit of a walk for me.
I know you're not, but the others.
There's only Jason there.
Yeah, that's it.
Jason.
Well, I'm still on the stadium Wi-Fi because I'm still technically right by the stadium.
Okay, well, then you're pretty close.
The cell phone signal around here has been pretty piss poor all weekend for me.
Yeah. Right, boys, enjoy your evening. I will catch up with you later, no doubt. Have a beer for me.
Oh, I will. I'll have several.
Okay.
Hope everybody enjoyed this raw, unedited version of the two-point conversion. We'll be back to normal next week.
As the mayor of the Angry Beaver Saloon, I will tell you that we'll have some beaver shots for you.
Thanks, Gunn. I appreciate it. All right. Hoot out, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye, donkeys.
See you later. Bye.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.